Lesson 20, Talking About a Brown Noser, Part 1. Nearly every office has one, the brown noser. He or she will do just about anything to win favor with the boss. Here, Tony, Karen, and Nancy complain about their local brown noser, Mitch.
I was just in a meeting with Mitch and Bill. Mitch said to Bill, "Bill, we're so lucky to have you as our boss. You're such a great leader."
He's up to his old tricks. He was trying to earn brownie points with Bill.
Mitch has the reputation of being a yes man and a brown noser. He's an expert at kissing up.
Then he said to Bill,
"Other people here don't appreciate you like I do.
Talk about trying to butter up the boss."
Yeah, and this time at our expense. He's just out for himself.
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Obviously, he thinks this is the way to get ahead.
I guess it's one way to climb the corporate ladder. But I could never look at myself in the mirror after behaving that way.
I'm not good at kissing up either. No wonder I've been in the same lousy position for 10 years.
Talking About a Brown Noser, Part 2, When You're Overheard.
"Hey guys, don't you know it's rude to talk behind someone's back? I just overheard your entire conversation."
"Sorry, Mitch, we didn't mean to offend you."
"Well, the walls have ears. Think twice before you insult me again."
"Chill out. We were talking about a different Mitch, not you."
"That's right. We were talking about Mitch Schneider, over in the accounting department."
"Likely story. I wasn't born yesterday."